Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ray McCullough and we're going to talk about music. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Music, music, music. This is a special time of year.
It is. Yep. This is the time when we, some of the best music that's ever been written, we get to sing, and it's a good time.
Okay, so you've been working, a lot of people have been working on a very special event that's happening this Friday, the 21st. So tell us when and where.
Right. Yeah, first about the event, and then we can talk about the group itself. But so this Friday, December 21st, at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Atlantic High School Auditorium, we are having a very special presentation, and it's a Christmas cantata presented by the Cass County Choral Society. And it's going to be a fantastic event. I've been the thing that I can use to endorse it is that last night I couldn't sleep because the music from that cantata was running through my head. It was like a soundtrack, an earworm, you know what I mean? So I couldn't sleep because of it. So it's that kind of good music. So
and
it's going to be a great,
is it
great concert.
Much of the music that we will know because it's been around and we've heard
right.
it so often, and there's plus some new things? Kind of what's the content?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Lloyd Larson is the composer who put this together, and there are eight movements, I guess, to the cantata with narration between the two, between each of the movements. And each one, I would say, is based on a traditional carol or a hymn, and but he has taken it and kind of given it a twist and added some things to it. So yes, it's both familiar and new, so it's inspiring and yet familiar. Yeah, so that makes it a nice.
That sounds good. We like tradition,
right?
But we kind of need to get outside of what we're used to
right.
all the time to
tradition
appreciate
with a little,
something new.
Yep, a little twist.
Yes,
on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, about how long is the concert?
Right. So the besides the cantata, though, so the cantata is about 35 minutes long. So I've got the presentation is more than that, though. So I've kind of got what I call the appetizer course and then the main course. And the main course is the cantata. But instead of just having everybody come and sit through 35 minutes and then go home, we're going to have an appetizer, and there are going to be three small ensembles that will perform Christmas music. So one of them is me and two others, Pat Barnes and Jan Highfill, and we're going to do some recorder consort music, you know, recorders like you play in elementary school. We're going to do some traditional carols on that. And then the second group is Jan Highfill and Pat McCauley, who are going to do some violin-piano duets, for a few of those.
Well, that'll bring a certain crowd right there.
Right. I know. If you know Pat and yeah. if you know Jan, then you know that's worth it right there. And then the third appetizer is, so down at Red Oak, there's a string group called Strings Unlimited. And the leader of that is actually touring right now with Mannheim Steamroller, so she's not actually going to be there, but a small group of those Strings Unlimited people are going to come and also do kind of a little set of Christmas music. So that's the appetizer, three small ensembles, and then there will be a little break, and then we'll move into the cantata. So it'll probably be a good full hour and 15 minutes, something like that.
So then are you going to have real dessert at the end?
No, there's no dessert. The dessert is going home and feeling good and, you know, uplifted and inspired
yes.
from the Christmas music. Somebody did ask me that, though. Is there really food? And no.
That's okay. That's okay. People, the other plus, I think, is with any gathering like this, you probably see people that you haven't seen at other times during
right.
the holidays.
Right.
Stop and have a little chat and say
right.
Merry Christmas. And
hopefully this will bring people together. This is a, you know, the cantata is sacred music, and so it's very appropriate for the Christian observation of the holiday, but it's kind of beyond any particular church or tradition or whatever. And so hopefully, yeah, you will get to see people that you won't see on Christmas Eve when you go to your own separate church
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
So let's talk a little bit about the group. Is this a
right.
new group?
This is a new group. This is the Cass County Choral Society. And so we have lived, my wife and I and family, we have lived here in Atlantic for almost 2 years, almost exactly 2 years now. And when we got here, for a long time, I have wanted to start a community choir in the different places where we have lived. And it just didn't seem like there was ever an opportunity. And so when we got here, I felt like there was just sort of a need for that. And I asked a few people if this would fly and if this would happen. And so this fall, I just decided and put my mind to do it, that we were going to do this cantata and see what happens. And so I talked to Jan Highfill, and she's kind of the the one who is like the magnet drawing people to that group. So I was overwhelmed with the response for singers. In fact, there are 55 singers in this Cass County Choral Society, and a handful of others said they couldn't do this one this fall, so they would participate in the future, though, which I thought was really nice. So yeah, I've been really overwhelmed but very enthusiastic about the response of singers. It's great to have that kind of group. But as I understand, though, people tell me that, say, about 20 years ago and before that, there was a community choir of some kind. So in some ways, this is a reconstitution of that previous group, and maybe even but still a new thing, though.
Yeah, and new people have come to town since then, and so good to give people the opportunity. There are so many talented people who don't have that outlet in other ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been really excited about the kind of talent we've seen. These are really great singers. And so the Choral Society, I have intentionally from the beginning tried to make it to be community-based. This is not attached to any church or any kind of, although that is, I think, some of our core singers. But this is just community-based. It's not particularly sacred, although that might be some of the music. So I imagine, though, in the future that this will be an ongoing standing group. And we'll probably, so in the spring, I want to do another concert, probably in May or something like that. That will be more of a pops concert. And so I would like to do some music, maybe from some movies, like The Greatest Showman has some great music. And so I want to swipe some of that and do it here locally. And actually, I was watching America's Got Talent a while back. And have you seen that? So there was a group on there called the Angel City Chorale. Do you know about that? And the little conductor, Mrs. Fink, little gal. And so they sang the song, what's it called? Africa by Toto. Yeah. And I was like, we need to do that. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
yeah,
I think it's going to be fun.
If people didn't see that, they really missed something because they were, it's not just standing there singing. You could tell, they had a little bit, not that they danced, but they had motion that put more to the music.
Right. And I want to do that is to kind of have a little bit of enthusiasm there too. So to do fun music, fun pops music for a spring concert. And maybe next year do a cantata again.
Sure.
Something like that.
So when you say community, I'm thinking there are people from other towns. It's not just Atlantic.
I think so. We have one guy from Elkhorn and there might be a couple from Griswold. There's one person up from Red Oak and, so it is kind
They're welcome, right?
For sure. Right. If anybody wants to sing in this, we could always use more basses, more guys out there. Just throwing that out there. If you have any basses or if you know a bass that you hear me, send it my way.
All right. So I think it's... there used to be a theater group here, and we just haven't had anything like that real local. So what an opportunity for folks.
Yeah, and we need a community theater group too, summer.
Maybe that'll kind of come off the
edge. I'll plant some seeds out there.
Yes, exactly. So is there a fee?
Oh, right. Yeah, for the actual cantata for this presentation this coming week, no, there is not. You can just come and enjoy it. We will have something out for a free will donation, like a basket or something like that, because so far this is all just shoestring coming out of whatever.
And you have to have music.
And, right, so if we want to do something in the spring, and if you want to support like a future presentations by the Choral Society, then we would welcome that. But it's not required, so just show up and enjoy it.
We're visiting with Ray McCullough, and I know I want to just sidetrack just for a minute. You visited with Jim Field about the trip to the Holy Land. How's that coming?
Yeah, right. So this March of 2019, I'm taking a group of pilgrims from Southwest Iowa, and we're calling ourselves Southwest Iowa Pilgrimage. So it's not any one particular, once again, any particular church or group. It's going to end up being about 30 people, and we're going to leave from Omaha, and we're going to go to Tel Aviv, and then we're going to stay in Israel for 10 days total.
Is it still opening?
It is closed.
All right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Ray. That's wonderful, Ray. But I thought people, if they're still interested, at least they could talk to you about it.
In the future, we could go again. Could go next year, in spring of 2020.
Okay. So for right now, remind us about the concert that's coming up.
Right. So the Cass County Choral Society is presenting a Christmas concert, including a cantata, on Friday, December 21st, 7 p.m., Atlantic High School Auditorium, and it's going to be great.
Okay, thank you very much, Ray McCullough, for visiting with us, and enjoy the concert. Until next time, here's a thought. The fire of your spirit is more than the light to the eye. It is the warmth to the heart and peace to the mind.